We turn now to the news that a federal appeals court has overturned the kidnapping conviction of a Ku Klux Klan member in a high-profile civil rights case that dates back more than four decades. Just last year, James Ford Seal went on trial in connection with the deaths of two black teenagers in Mississippi in 1964 during what was known as the Freedom Summer. Here, FBI Director Robert Mueller, when the indictment was announced.
These tragic murders are straight from among the darkest page of our country's history. And while sadly we cannot right the wrongs of the past, we can pursue justice to the end. And we will, no matter how long it takes until every living suspect is called to answer for their crimes.
When James Ford Seal was convicted last year, he was sentenced to three life terms. But the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled yesterday that the statute of limitations had expired. NPR News analyst Juan Williams has written extensively about that period. And good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Renee.
Give us a sense of how significant this is.
Well, the prosecution and the conviction was clearly the most important part of the story after all these years. But it's just frustrating to now see it overturned on a technicality. You know, Renee, for so long there was a tragic history of negligence by federal and local law enforcement when it came to investigating the deaths of black people in Mississippi during the 60s. And in this case, you know, the murder of these two 19-year-olds, Charles Moore and Henry D., you have a not very high-profile case. In fact, their bodies were found only because officials were looking for three missing civil rights workers in a case that had drawn national attention. And it was a signal time for activists trying to break apart the KKK's violence and intimidation they used to enforce white supremacy through Mississippi. And since the late 1980s, law enforcement officials have succeeded in getting about two dozen convictions in what were previously considered low-profile cold cases like this one. So it was important that the case went forward, and it's just frustrating to see it overturned on this technicality.
Juan, tell us a little more about how the FBI found Seal after all these years, or rather, what took them so long?
Well, Renee, Seal had been arrested based on tips from informants right after the bodies were found, but the case was dismissed in an effort to get better information on the record in order to win a grand jury indictment that was solid and a real conviction for murder. KKK members stonewalled local officials thereafter, and they even stonewalled congressional committees by taking the Fifth. So prosecutors needed somebody to talk, and they finally got an elderly KKK member to tell them the story in exchange for immunity just a few years ago. And that came with the help of documentary filmmakers, reporters from the Jackson Free Press, relatives of the murdered men. And that's how they learned that Seal had kidnapped the two young men, taken them into a forest near Natchez, beaten them bloody, put them in the back of a car, and then driven them to the river and drowned them alive because of suspicion that they were part of a plan for militant blacks to come down to Mississippi and launch an offensive against the Klan.
Now, Seal never was charged with murder. He faced kidnapping charges, and the judges in this case ruled that the statute of limitations had expired. Is that a problem in prosecuting cases that date all the way back to the 60s?
Oh, it really is a big problem. Last night, a U.S. attorney involved in the case told the Jackson newspaper he was aware all along that the statute of limitations was going to be a problem. But what you have to understand is that when Seal was convicted last year, it was 43 years after the murders. And so prosecutors, even in the face of that, argue that the passage of time was necessary for them to get evidence and testimony that was previously unavailable from a very secret society, the KKK. The three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans disagreed and said the statute of limitations had run out on the case.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, who's also author of The Civil Rights History, Eyes on the Prize.